New York City officials say there are 2,000 U.S. military veterans in the city who are homeless. And some veterans say there might be twice that many. The New York Rescue Mission offers help on a short-term basis. Funded primarily by public donations, the facility's 100 beds are filled every night. Most people who come here are older single men from disadvantaged backgrounds, and many served in Vietnam and the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Walter Hernandez, who served 24 years in the U.S. Army, is one of them.
Really, really rough being homeless. Day by day, trying to find a meal, trying to find a place to sleep. It's really rough. And more people are now being homeless. More veterans are being homeless now.
Hernandez eats his meals at the mission.
Okay, thank you.
And used to live here before finding other housing. In addition to serving meals, the mission provides residents with clothing and laundry and bathroom facilities. A private group called the Jericho Project provides permanent housing for the homeless in New York. In this building, there are 56 units for men and women. Each has a kitchen, bed, and sitting room, closet space, and bathroom. Iraq War veteran Larry Fowler says leaving a homeless shelter makes a huge difference.
There's something about having your own space that's important to everything else you want to do, whether it's look for a job or go to school or friends or family or whatever.
Jericho Project Executive Director Tory Lyon sees a special need for military veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan.
Once you become homeless, there's a cascade of other problems that can happen. So our goal really is to prevent another generation of homeless veterans.
On an empty lot on a quiet street in the Bronx, another effort is just underway. With funds from the federal and New York state governments and private banks, Bridge Gardens plans to provide 17 housing units for veterans. New York City Councilman Matthew Eugene.
It is not acceptable to see those people who fought for our liberty, who fought for our way of life, when they come back home, they have to fight again to have a place to live. They have to fight again to have food on the table. They have to fight again to have access to medical care.
Homeless advocates say military veterans face unique, prolonged risks, and that there's an urgent need for communities to take action. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.